I thought I'd start off with reading from Thus Speaks Maitreya on Communities of Light, since this is a Feast of the Second Seal. And it's the very first section in there after the explanation of the Eternal Divine Path that, called Communities of Light. Okay, so a community of light is a community which is based on the Eternal Divine Path and the teachings and the system described in Maitreya's teachings. Man does not realize this longing within, which is for the infinite, which is God. This longing can only be satisfied with Him. Nothing in the universe will satisfy this longing of man for complete joy and happiness. Oneness can come by disciplining ourselves in all matters and watching ourselves all the time, being watchful of our actions. If you are not watching yourself, you do not know why your moods are swinging up and down. Why do I feel good today? I did not feel good yesterday. I felt very good an hour ago. I'm not feeling good anymore. What happened? Because we do not know. There are deeper things within us that are affecting us all the time. Everyone affects everyone else. Everything in the universe affects everything else. All particles in the universe have an effect on each other. We know about the stars and how they affect each other because they are greater in mass. Yet even the smallest speck in the universe has power over other specks or other elements in the universe. Being watchful means to be disciplined, to overcome the longing of the physical, mental, and ethereal bodies. There are not only physical longings, we have a lot of psychological longings. The subconscious mind wants to be something, to be someone, or to be somewhere, or to do something. And all these longings do not bring satisfaction. We go for them, though. That's okay, as long as we are realizing this is not it. These are not the answers. But it is good to know that these will not satisfy the ultimate goal for which every soul longs. The ultimate goal is God, the divinity, the oneness with the One. Again, this can be accomplished much easier in the communities of light because the eternal divine path is a discipline. The communities of light follow the eternal divine path. The eternal divine path has 7 steps or seals. These are shown in the greatest sign. In order to know God, you have to become familiar with self and how the universe has been created. In this regard, many paths and much mystical knowledge have been revealed to humanity. This mystical knowledge is taught in all religions of the world. The very base of this knowledge is meditation, or going within to know self. If you know self, which is in the image of God, then you know God. Man, know thyself to know God, because self and God are the same. The first seal of the mystical path covers Hinduism or the Far East philosophies. It covers Buddhism. It covers Kabbalah, the mystical teaching of the Jewish religion. It covers mystical Christianity. It covers Sufism in Islam. And any other path that talks about knowing self is knowing God. So the very first step in the spiritual journey is to know self. The fastest way to know self is meditation. In order to meditate, you need an environment that supports you on all levels so you can have enough time to meditate and know self. That is where the communities of light, second seal, or Star of David come in. If you study the Old Testament, you will see that God is trying to choose a people as His own, the people who will accept Him as their king. They will accept him as the highest authority. And they will create communities of light based on God's word, God's teachings, and God's commands. These communities are symbolically represented by the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel had a system, the triangle upward, which Moses brought to them. They had a very deep spiritual understanding of God's plan and God's laws, the triangle downward. So they had the system, and they had the laws and the grace of God. They were reaching up to God, and God was reaching down to them. That is why they created the communities of light. They became the children of Israel, the children of light. Knowing self will be accelerated in these communities because you will have the time, support, and understanding of others to be able to meditate, to know God, and become one with Him. In order to create such communities, you need sacrifice. The third seal, the cross, is the symbol of the coming of the Christ, Isa, Jesus. Isa went to the cross for his ideal. He showed that in order to create the communities of the children of light, the utmost sacrifice is necessary. Sacrifice really means not being self-centered. It means to be other-centered, to give up mine and thine for ours. Sacrifice makes such communities possible. Of course, sacrifice, like everything else, can be three kinds. It can be from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. Sacrifice for something that is not necessary and the person does not need it is from ignorance. Sacrifice when you expect something in return is from passion. When you expect something in return, then it is really a business, isn't it? I do something for you, you do something for me. So you are not really doing sacrifice, but you are making a deal. So you do this for me, and I will do that for you. Sacrifice from knowledge is when it is done without expectation for the good of the community. At the same time, you always have to be careful. It is just like a good plant. When you have a good plant, the soil around the plant is good. So usually the weeds start growing around it also. The weeds start trying to obtain the nutrition from the soil where the plants are growing. Sacrificing has to be done with a very discriminating mind, that you do not sacrifice for the weeds, but for the real plants. So we have to weed out those elements that use the resources of the community, but really do not give any flower. They do not give any fruit. You know them by their fruits. That is why sacrificing is so important. Many communities have suffered because very few sacrifice to the utmost, and many other weeds just ate their nutrition. Then they became thinner and thinner, and eventually they died because they did not have any nutrition themselves to continue. They just gave and gave and gave, and when they no longer gave, those communities fell apart. Everyone, even the highest person on earth, has a limit in his capacity to give. The physical body is very demanding on the energy. Therefore, you have to weed out those things that will weaken the community and only bring in those that give fruit. Then you might be able to help others to a point that they also will give fruit. Even in sacrificing, there is a pitfall. After you sacrifice for a while, you might create two kinds of expectations. You either say, oh, I am sacrificing so much, but why is it not working? Sometimes it feels so slow and everything is going slow and things are not happening. And you put so much effort into people and things and you think, it is not happening, so you might become discouraged. The other one is you sacrifice and you do to gain some results. And you say, I'm such a great person. Look at me. I am the person who is doing this. Really, this mission needs me. I am really the person running this mission or this community, etc. Ego comes in. That is when the surrendering and submission force seal should be remembered. Surrendering means to do the will of God, but surrender the result to Him. Submission is to ideate that it is not really me who is doing it, it is God who is doing it through me. With submission, we become a channel for God, and we sacrifice with a discriminating mind. We weed out the weeds. We strengthen the community, yet at the same time, we never become very egoistical. We say, okay, God, you did a good job. Thank you very much. I will go ahead to another project, to another thing. The very name of Islam means to be submissive to God. Yet, with being submissive, you still might create a narrow perception of the universe. We say, okay, I just sacrificed and became a channel for God, for this community. I do not care about other communities. I do not care about the rest of humanity. I do not care about the rest of the universe. As long as my community is in good shape, that is enough. That is where the narrowness and smallness of the mind comes in. It is just like a river going to the ocean. As long as the water continues flowing to the ocean, it stays fresh, it stays beautiful, it jumps over the rocks and you can see the joy in it, just like it is laughing. If you listen to the river very carefully, you can hear the river laughing because it is going to the ocean. Well, just imagine somehow the water in the river was stopped and became a pond. What happens to a pond? It spoils. It does not progress any longer. The moment the river does not progress toward the ocean or God, what happens? It becomes spoiled. The frogs start entering it, and a lot of unwanted animals start living in that pond. It becomes smelly, full of bugs and germs. It is no longer connected. It is no longer progressing. It no longer has joy, and it does not laugh. That is what happens when a person does not become a universalist fifth seal. A universalist means that he sees that God is everything and the universe is God. There is no separation between any element in this universe and any other element. So he realizes that whatever separates any portion of the universe from another portion is narrow. That is not from God, that is dogma. Universalism is the very pivotal point in the Baha'i teaching. The Baha'i teaching is universalism. So by meditation and becoming familiar with the spirit within, first seal, we will understand the mystical part in humans. We know ourselves. Then, by trying to create the communities of light, second seal, sacrificing to create the communities of light, third seal, and becoming submissive to God, fourth seal, we awaken our spiritual forces. If we look at the greatest sign in the fourth seal, the spiritual force has become vertical now, as God's is. When you are submissive, your spiritual forces are awakened. This is not the same as the people who love to have a lot of powers. It is okay if some powers came to you. It is fine. If, during your spiritual progress, some powers came to you, they are a gift of the Holy Ghost. That is okay. Use them for the good of humanity, but do not be proud of them and show them off. Do not become carried away by them. Oh, I have this healing power. I am channeling. I can bend a fork. I have these gifts. Isn't that great? But how can I help humanity? This is greater. It is our birthright to have these gifts. Anyone can have these gifts. But few are blessed by the gift of submission. Then, when we become submissive, This submission brings us the feeling that even that gift is from God. When we awaken our spiritual forces, then God is manifesting through us. In truth, He and us are one because our spiritual forces are awakened. We are one in spirit. See, the I Ching is vertical in the center sign, and the I Ching in the force seal is vertical. The spiritual forces are awakened. After becoming a universalist and seeing God is everywhere and in everything, and there is no separation, you become an elect. Sixth seal. That is who an elect is. An elect is a person who knows himself. First seal, he tries to create the communities of light. Second seal, he sacrifices for the communities of light. Third seal, he becomes submissive to God. Fourth seal, a universalist. Fifth seal, and then he becomes an elect. Sixth seal. With all these steps, he reaches the goal, pure consciousness. Seventh seal. An elect is not a religious name. He or she is not Jewish or Hindu or Muslim or Christian. He has the quality of that which he has acquired. Such a person is open and is a dynamic spiritual force. These people will lead humanity to oneness with God, to pure consciousness. So really, as we can see, the spiritual forces are awakened in the fourth seal. By the time we come to the sixth seal, as we go through the eternal divine path, our spiritual forces are fully awakened. We are one with God in all levels. In this sixth seal, we manifest God's qualities completely. There is no narrowness of the mind. There is no separation. There is no mine and thine. There is no my country, my religion, your religion, my this and my that. It is what is God's plan. God's plan is to bring unity in the universe. What makes us not to be unified in one? Our egos, which separate us from one another. As we can see, the greatest sign represents the seven seals that have been prophesied will come to earth. It explains a greater truth which contains all the major religions and all the mystical paths on earth. Not only does it show the path to pure consciousness or oneness with God, it also unifies everyone together. It shows how all have come from one God and all only have part of His truth. When we put all of these seals together, we will become one. The whole is greater than its parts. That is the purest, most clear teaching or revelation for humanity. This can create unity for humanity and make them come out of this dead end that they are in. As we said, you have to accept God and His teachings. You have to accept His will. You have to accept His message and work toward its fulfillment. Its fulfillment is really very simple. It is to create the communities of light. That is where the power goes to the people. The communities of light are really where we can say it is a system for the people, by the people, and of the people. It is in the hands of the people, and that is how we can give the power to the people. The people whose minds, decisions, and communities are based on God and God's plan. These communities will create the hierarchy or the system. It is these communities that will create the hierarchy on earth and will bring unity to humanity. And it will happen. not by force, but in a very evolutionary manner, because these communities are of the people, and it is the people who will change the earth, not anyone else. Because it evolves from the people, and because it is the desire of God and His will, it will happen. It has been prophesied that He will come as the King, and we have to accept Him as the King. These communities will accept Him as the King. And because they accept Him as the King, He will come. His will is to see this happen. Therefore, that is the only way to bring peace and unity to humanity. That is why we emphasize the creation of the communities of light. The only issue is the formation of the communities of light. Other issues are the effect, not the cause. The cause is the unfulfilled basic needs of individuals to be in a community with other like-minded people, and the lack of creation of basic relationships in this level in spirit. These communities cannot exist separately from one another. By linking themselves together, they will also create the power to influence the events and correct the problems. The ecological problems and other problems cannot be solved unless we spread the factories evenly all throughout the earth, especially to deserts and isolated places, and also by developing clean industries based on spiritual science. This will only be revealed to humanity if we learn our lessons and share. Otherwise, this knowledge will be misused, as has occurred in the past, and the misuse of anything results in suffering. Intellectuals who can only exist based on the confusion of the mass bring many issues into our minds and make us confused about the simple issue of our basic needs and the cause of the issues. And then we become lost in the jungle of these confused issues and do not see the simple solution. Therefore, do not let the many issues confuse you. The issue and solution is the formation of the communities of light based on the eternal divine path and networking between them. Then we can easily solve other issues. Not every community is a community of light. The communities that follow the greatest sign or the seven steps of the divine path are the communities of light. Only these communities can solve humanity's problems, can heal themselves, the earth and the universe, physically, mentally, and spiritually.